The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for this great privilege and opportunity that He has given to me and to you to be in His presence once again. To Him alone be all the glory. The devil thought he's winning, but he doesn't know that he's not winning. Hallelujah. He's losing, and he's losing gallantly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God because the gate of hell cannot prevail against the church of God. And we worship His name for giving us the opportunity to be here this morning. I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission. Let's jam our hands together as we celebrate greatness. Sir, we pray that the Lord will bless you and increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. I thank God for your life. Thank God for the anointing of God upon your life. And we pray that the Lord will increase you and take you to a higher place in the name of Jesus. I also celebrate Mama. God bless you, Ma, for always being there for us. The Lord will keep you and multiply you more and more in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I'm so glad to be in God's house this morning. The best place you can be is God's house. I tell you, the best place. The psalmist understand this very well. Say, I would rather be a doorkeeper in my God's house. He knew that the best place you can be is God's house. And I want to welcome you to this glorious service. It is an anointing service, and I know that God will surely bless you and visit you mightily in the name of Jesus. This morning we'll be looking at the power to triumph in life. The power to triumph in life. You know, triumphing is your heritage in Christ Jesus. You were not designed to fail. You were not designed to fall sick. You were not designed to die of any virus or any pandemic. You were designed to reign and to reign in life. And you will surely reign in life in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The plan of God for you is for you to excel and to triumph in every area of life. You may have heard a lot about others falling, but you will excel in the name of Jesus. In this service, I'm looking up to God because God is set to bless somebody in the name of Jesus. We are looking at the power to triumph in life. There is a power that is needed for you to triumph in life. And that power shall be made available to someone this morning in the name of Jesus. Quickly, why do you need the power to triumph? Why do you need this power to triumph? Why do you need it? Why can't you just be and just roll through life just like that? No. You need something. And that thing is called the power to triumph. Number one, you can only triumph in life to the extent of the power that is available to you. The greater the power that is available to you, the greater you can excel in life. You are limited by the level of the power that is made available to you in life. That's why you must seek for more power. The Bible says in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38, says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. How God anointed the Lord Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. Colon. Now, what that means is that's a complete statement. Now, the result of that power is who went about doing what? Doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. God will be with you in the name of Jesus. You know, when you carry power, you begin to do good. You will do good in life in Jesus' name. When you carry power, you lay your hands on the sick and the sick will receive their healing. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Power is needed. The extent to which you function in life is the level of the power that you carry. Praise the Lord. Number two, why do I need power? Number two, the enemies will only submit to you through power. The enemies will only submit to you through power. When you see a policeman that is looking not really big, maybe he's just of average size And he says, stop. Even though you are big, you are more muscular, you will stop. Why? Why do you stop? Normally, if you and him meet and he's not wearing his uniform, most likely you may be able to beat him up and even tie him down. But the moment he puts on the police uniform or the military uniform, and they say, hey, my friend, stop. You do what? You halt. You stop. Why? Because he carries power. You submit to that power. Maybe he's carrying the AK-47. You submit immediately. Why? Because of the authority that has been conferred on him by the virtue of the uniform that he's wearing. Hallelujah. So the enemy does not answer to jesting. He doesn't answer to play. When the enemy has taken that which belongs to you, and you are saying, please give me back now. Give me back now. He will be tossing you around. But when you come with power, even a madman, Papa will always say that even a madman can recognize fire. When you come with fire, with power, the enemy will do what? Will submit. Psalm 66 verse 3 says, how terrible art thou in thy works? How terrible art thou in thy works? Through thy greatness, through the greatness of thy power, shall thy enemy do what? Submit themselves unto thee. Through the greatness. So the greater your power, the greater the submission of the enemy to you. And the lesser your power, the lesser you will be able to command respect. May you command respect in the name of Jesus. I say you will command respect in the name of Jesus. Because you are a carrier of power. Say, I'm a carrier of power. I want you to know that when you give your life to Christ, you receive the power to become the sons of God. He says, to as many that believe in him, to them has he given the power to become what? Sons of God. So at the new birth, you receive power. And you must exercise that power. What's the use of a power that you have that you are not exercising? So the enemy will only submit when you carry power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three, why do you need power to triumph? Number three, the wicked will not stop their wickedness till power is showed or displayed. The wicked will not stop their wickedness. If you are in church, you are not writing, you don't have your writing material, I don't know. Please, when you come to service like this, this is a service of power. Come with your writing materials. Take down notes so that when you get home, you can go over it again. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. It's a live service. It's not an online service. It's a live service. So God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To all our online viewers, God bless you in Jesus' name. The wicked will not stop their wickedness till there is a show or display of power. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 23. The Bible says, and I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. Pharaoh refused until God began to display his power. And even at that, the man was still very stubborn. Until God said, okay, now I will show you that I am God. And God decided to display his almightiness. And that crumbled Egypt. You know, everything about Egypt got crumbled. The economy was crumbled. The health was crumbled. Everything crumbled. And the man was still stubborn. But when God touched their first son, the Bible said, there is not one single house in Egypt where there was no cry. At the display of power, the enemy bowed. Your enemy will bow at the display of God's power in your life in the name of Jesus. You know, there are some stubborn situations that until you display power, the enemy will not bow. Hallelujah. So to triumph, you need this. You need this. You need this. Say, I need power. I need power. For me to triumph. For me to reign. I need power. Hallelujah. Number four. Why do we need power for triumph? This is the gateway to miracle. The power for triumph is the gateway to miracle. It's the gateway to miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you desire a miracle? If you desire a miracle, say, I desire a miracle. Hallelujah. The miracle that you desire is coming your way in the name of Jesus. God is going to visit you with miracles that more than you can carry. You know, there's some miracle that is more than you can carry. Yeah, the blessings is so much. When Jesus came into the boat of Apostle Peter, and he said, let down thy net. And he let down his net. And the Bible said, his net caught a draught. And it was so much that his boat began to sink. He called for other boats to come and help. They offloaded and everything became full. So more than you can carry, blessing is coming your way this morning in the name of Jesus. That you will need to call others and say, man, bewa ba mi nik mi inwe. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. This power is the gateway to miracle. The Bible says in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 6 verse 8. And the Bible says, and Stephen was full of faith and power. He was full of faith and power and did great wonders and miracles among the people. He was full of faith and what? And power. And that battered great wonders and great miracles among the people. The Lord will turn you to a miracle worker among your people in the name of Jesus. Don't ever think that God cannot use you. God is looking for a vessel, and you will be that vessel in the name of Jesus. I said you will be that vessel in the name of Jesus. You must know that the power you need is with God. And as long as you tap into this power, you receive access to miracles. The Bible says in Psalm 62 verse 11, say, God has spoken once, but twice have I heard it. The power belongs to what? Belongeth unto God. He has spoken once and twice have I heard it. That is double affirmation. The power, do what? Belongs to God. So the power to reign in life belongs to God. And that's why I pity those who are far away from God. I pity those who are far away from God. I pity those who are far away from God. I pity those who are far away from God because we live in a wicked world. We live in a world that is wicked. The wickedness of man is increasing by the day. So you need corresponding power. You need to increase in power by the day for you to overcome and to reign triumphantly in life. So if you are far away from God, you are missing a lot. Hallelujah. Quickly, how do we assess this power for triumph? How do we assess it? How do we assess this power? Number one is via faith. Only those who have faith in God can assess the power of God. Only those who have faith in God can assess the power of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 11, but it is impossible to please God, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is what? It is impossible to please God. For him that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You need faith. Say, I need faith. Say, I need faith. I need faith for me to assess this power. What you don't believe in does not work for you. Something can be powerful, but if you don't believe in it, it can't work. And that's why I pity those who don't believe on the anointing of God upon the servant of God in this house. You will not be able to tap into that grace. So you must believe. You must have faith for you to access that power. You must have faith. In the book of Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 23, Jesus said unto them, Jesus answered them, saying unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Jesus answering, saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. And we know what? And be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. Hallelujah. And he shall have whatsoever he saith. Brethren, the pathway to this power is the pathway of faith. When you are a man of faith, you are a man that can command power. Please don't allow the enemy to mesmerize you. You are fighting from the position of a victor, not from the position of a victim. Therefore, exercise your faith. Deploy your faith. And you will engage the enemy to victory. You will get your victory in the name of Jesus. Say, I will get my victory in the name of Jesus. You see, God always gives his power to those who believe in him. If you believe in him, he will release the power unto you. It is usually unto you according to your faith. Mark chapter 9 verse 29. Then he touched their eyes and say unto them, according to your faith be it unto you. When you have faith, it comes out with power. Faith produces power. And the manifestation of that power is miracle. Hallelujah. Faith produces power. Faith produces power. Say, faith produces power. Faith produces power. And we belong to the faith movement. Therefore, we cannot be subdued by the enemy. According to your faith. According to your faith. I don't know the situation you are in this morning. Maybe you are doubting God concerning that thing. I want you to believe and have faith in God, that God is able to answer you, and he will do so quickly and speedily in the name of Jesus. Your miracles will be delivered unto you in the name of Jesus. Don't doubt. Don't doubt God. Don't doubt God. Don't doubt God. Just have faith in him. Believe in him. And that miracle shall be yours in the name of Jesus. You know, if I were you, I would build my faith in God so that his power will continually show itself in my life. Don't build your faith in man. Because man is just like a vapor. The appearance just for a while. And after that, he goes. Man can disappoint. You know, man can disappoint though he doesn't wish to disappoint. It is not his intention for him to disappoint, but yet he disappoints. Hallelujah. But this Almighty Father that we have does not disappoint. Hallelujah. He never fails. The Bible says, he said, I am God. Is there anything impossible for me to do? Hallelujah. So have faith in God. When you possess faith, you know that God cannot fail. When you possess faith. Concerning your health, God cannot fail. Concerning your finances, God cannot fail. Concerning your marriage, God cannot fail. Concerning your academics, God cannot fail. Concerning your business, God cannot fail. Concerning your children, God cannot fail. Why? Because he is the Almighty God. So have faith in him. Have faith. Possess that faith. Because God cannot fail. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. Say, when thou passest through the waters, say, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Coronavirus cannot overflow you. Amen. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. You will not be consumed by it in the name of Jesus. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. See, just like the three Hebrew children that were thrown into the fiery furnace. The Bible said the smell of the flame was not even smelling on them. Neither was the air on their body tingled. It will be like AC. You know, when you cook with charcoal at home, or maybe firewood, when you come out, you will smell the wood. How many of us have been there before? You will smell the wood. You will even smell it in your nostril. But God is saying that, look, when you are passing through anything, don't put your faith in that. Don't put your mind to it, because you will come out glorious. You will come out more powerful. You will come out vibrant. You will come out energized. You will come out with more victory in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not put you down. And you will not be burned by any fire in the name of Jesus. Even if things are tough and rough, the power of God will save you. Today, in the name of Jesus, as you are anointed, no matter how tough that situation is, no matter how rough it is, you are coming out victorious in the name of Jesus. And this faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is why you must not play with the word regularly. Romans chapter 10 verse 17, read the word, study the word. That is why you must not be far from God's house. You must not be far. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, the Bible said, forsake ye not what? The assembly of one another, as the manner of some. You know, one of the things, the pillars of Christianity, one of the pillars of Christianity is fellowship of brethren. And that is why the devil is vehemently fighting to keep brethren apart. Fighting. But he's fighting a loose battle. Hallelujah. Because he has lost already. And he will continue to lose. Hallelujah. One of our cardinal pillars is service. Fellowship of brethren together. Fellowship of brethren. Your service to God is not complete without your fellowshiping with other brethren. Not complete. That's why the Bible says, don't forsake it. Don't forsake it. Don't let the fear of anything put you away from God. It's amazing. A lot of people are afraid of coming to church. Where is the best place to receive healing? The Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall do what? Shall possess their possession. There is a balm in Gilead. Where is the best place to tap into healing? The house of God. Don't let men deceive you. As much as we are protecting ourselves, God is the one that is keeping us safe. Don't be deceived that the antibiotics or the face masks or whatever is the one keeping you safe. No. I can prove it to you right now that is not what is keeping you. It's God Almighty. So let your faith be rooted in Christ. Don't let the enemy put fear into your heart. Don't allow it. Don't allow any seed of fear. Let faith be rooted in your heart so that you can enjoy your triumph. And you are triumphing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Must not be far so that you can hear the word regularly. If you take a census now and say during the serious lockdown, how many of us cover New Testament? You read through the entire New Testament. New Testament. Hallelujah. You see? But I tell you, it's possible for you to read through the New Testament when you come to church. Today, one scripture. Tomorrow, one scripture. 10 scriptures, 5 scriptures. You are taking in the word. And the word is building faith. It's producing faith. And your faith is producing the miracles. God is going to keep you safe in the name of Jesus. He has been doing that before. And he will continually do that in the name of Jesus. Number two is praise. The power of praise. You know, this month is our month of praise. And we cannot but continually talk about it. You see, praise moves God to show the extent of his power in our lives. It is a dangerous thing to mock a God praiser. It's a dangerous thing to look down on mock a God praiser, or to say things that are negative about the God praiser. In the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6, verse 20 to 23. There's a story of King David, because of our time, who was dancing. The Bible says he danced so much before God. And when he entered his house to bless his family, Michal, the daughter of King Saul, mocked him. He said, how glorious was the kingdom of Israel today, uncovering himself before the eyes of his handmaid and his servant. As one of the, you know, he even used the word vain fellows. That is, bioponu. Okonu. Can you be calling your husband Okonu? Like a vain fellow. Maybe just exposing himself. But I love the answer of King David. David said, look, God that chose me before your father's house. Eh? Before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of God, over Israel, his own people. Therefore, I will play, not that I will even dance. This time around, I will play the more before God. You get to a place that God becomes your friend, you play with him. God becomes your father, you play with him. Children play with their fathers. I play with my children. I play with them. Say, I will yet play more. And David did not curse her. David did not say any one negative word against her. But if you read verse 23, the Bible says, therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto the day of her death. She was the only barren woman in the Bible. God himself said, you are mocking the one that is giving me my food. You are mocking the one that is praising me. Okay? Hallelujah. Don't mock a God praiser. Rather, celebrate a God praiser. And God will celebrate you in the name of Jesus. God loves praises. So those that praise him have a special place with him. They have a special place. And this makes him show his power in their life always. And you are next in the name of Jesus. I said you are next in the name of Jesus. I want you to note this. That you cannot be a God praiser and be a loser. You cannot be a God praiser and be a washout. You cannot. You cannot be a God praiser and be a failure. No. No. No, you cannot. You cannot be a God praiser and be downtrodden. No. It takes God to triumph in the battles of life. And it takes praise to secure his presence. Because the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. It takes God to secure triumph in life. And it takes praise to secure the presence of God. And as you secure his presence, every enemy shall bow before you in the name of Jesus. The enemy knows the power of praise. And that is why he wants you to be a murmurer. A murmurer. Somebody that always murmur. And a complainer. Please don't. Please don't. And the last but not the least, because of our time, is the anointing. The anointing. The anointing. The anointing is what we need to access triumph. This power to triumph. The anointing. The anointing remains a very powerful force for securing triumph in life. The anointing makes you escape annoyance. And it makes you escape calamity. And what is in the anointing oil? The book of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. And shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing terminates burdens. The anointing breaks yoke. The anointing destroys yoke. The anointing terminates sickness and disease. These are what is in the anointing oil. And that shall be made available for you today in the name of Jesus. It does not matter the sickness you came here with this morning. The power of God will terminate them all in the name of Jesus. In the book of James chapter 5 verse 14 downward. Say, is there anyone that is sick among you? Anyone? Is there anyone that is sick? Say, let him call for the elders. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15. And the prayer of faith, can you see that? Shall save the sick. You will be saved this morning as you are anointed in faith in the name of Jesus. As the anointing comes upon your head today, your life will be baptized into the power of God and you will triumph gloriously in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.